Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Good evening. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you for being a part with us today. We thank you for being a part with us today and coming on. And we have a special guest with us today. We know that he'll bless you, and the Lord of our Lords and the King of Kings. Amen. And here we pray that his heart be with your heart and you become as one. And so we're here with my co-host.
Amen. Dr. Clarice Cheney. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to allow the man of God to introduce himself really quickly.
Brother Fidel.
God bless you. Modesty. A powerful man of God. We got some stuff for you today. We have a blessing for you today. And what we want to share with you is pertaining to bondage, and then we're gonna allow the man of God to come in and to minister to your hearts, and he has something to share with you about bondage. There's a Hebrew word, it means kabash, which means subdued, and how the enemy tries to subdue us, but we have to turn that thing back around and to subdue the evil one. He always tries to make a pathway through us to infiltrate our life, to cause us to be in Lodabar, cause us to be in dissolute places that the Most High God has not designed. He has not purposed that for your life. He said that I know what I have plans for you, to bring you in a prosperous place, amen, a wonderful place. He delights in the prosperity of his people. And so we want you to be encouraged. We want you to know that this is the season of acceleration. This is the season for resurrection, rejuvenation. So you get ready, you get prepared, and have your heart lifted up, because the Most High God, he's coming your way. Praise God, praise God. And so we have to understand that there's visible barriers. Those are things that are in our lives that we may not be able to see or discern, that stops us from entering into that place. The scripture says the fig tree, which is a camouflage, you have to uproot that. And the mountain, you have to speak to that mountain. That's a stumbling block before your way. Once you have done these things and you know that you're walking in the vein and the reign of God, then he's able to come to bless and move for you. And so now we want to just get in and just tap it and have the man of God just to come on in. And an apostle, you've been talking about bondages on your social media platform. And tell us about that. What is the Lord is saying about that?
Well, I believe that first I want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ and say what a privilege and an honor it is to be on this awesome, awesome broadcast with the anointed apostle, Americus. Now, you know you got to be anointed to have a name like that. And also the prophetess, Dr. Clarice. And engineer extraordinaire in the house, Harley, of Harley Davidson fame. But I want everyone that's listening now to just tweet, beep, link somebody into this program. We're getting ready to go into an apostolic and prophetic revelation for the time and the season, because restoration an increase in overflow cannot take place in any areas of our lives where there is bondage.
Yes.
And the Lord began to speak to me concerning the 18th year. What we must understand, scripturally, biblically, the number 18 represents bondage.
Yes.
But as a child of God or children of God, we're not to be in bondage. So for us, it is significant of the breaking of bondages. Because in Galatians 5, Paul said, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ Jesus has made you free, and be no more entangled in the yoke of bondage.
Yes.
So I need the listeners to understand something very profound. December 31st, at 11:59 in 2017, you were not only 60 seconds away from a new year, but also a new time and a new season.
That's good.
1 Chronicles 12:32 declares that the children of Issachar were men who had understanding of the times and knew what Israel ought to do.
Yes.
In Ecclesiastes 3:1, the Bible declares that to everything there is a season.
Yes.
And a time to every purpose under the heavens.
Yes.
So everything under the heavens is governed by what is called a trifecta: season, time,
yes,
and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So God gives us seasons and times for the manifestation of divine purpose. We will not be able to fulfill the mandate, the purpose of God, Apostle Cheney, Prophetess Cheney, if we don't understand and cannot discern what season and time we're living in. So the 18th year represents not only a year, but a season and time of the breaking of bondages.
Yes.
Here's my scriptural reference, because I believe the word of the Lord has to confirm exactly what our thesis is. Let's look at Luke chapter 13, beginning at verse 10. The Bible declares that, and he, Jesus, was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath.
Yes.
Teaching from the word didaskalia, which means to instruct or to bring a person from infancy to adulthood.
Yes.
It's different from preaching, which is the Greek word kerusso, which means to herald like a town crier. So he's teaching on the Sabbath, which is a day of rest.
Yes.
He's chosen this particular synagogue, and we'll use the word synagogue interchangeably with the word church. And the Bible declares that there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, Dr. Clarice, 18 years.
Yes.
18 long years she had been coming to the synagogue, coming to the church, yet bound.
Yes.
18 long years, glory to God, coming to the house of the Lord, yet not delivered.
Oh my.
And could in no wise lift herself up.
Yes.
Here's why this is significant, because we're also in the season and the time of the year where God is empowering and restoring a great company of women. Glory to God. I need you to understand.
Yeah,
I need somebody to understand this. 18 is also the year and season of the woman.
Yes.
Here's the reason why. Psalm 68 and 11 in the King James Version declares that the Lord gave the word, but great were the company of those that published it. But the actual translation is, the Lord gave the word, great were the company of women,
Jesus,
who published it. Most people probably don't even know that.
Oh, wow.
Psalm 68:11. It's actually the woman that proclaimed it. In Luke chapter 7, after coming out of the house of Simon the Pharisee, the Bible says in Luke chapter 8 that Jesus went about the towns and the villages teaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. It says the 12 were with him.
Yes.
We know that the 12 were men, but they were with him.
Yes.
But it said there were certain women.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Oh, God.
Come on now.
Sister Dr. Clarice, I don't know how you can compose. It's because you're cool like a cucumber over there. The 12 were with him, but there were certain women like Mary Magdalene, of whom Jesus drove out, I think it was seven devils or something like that, Joanna and Susanna and many others who ministered to him with their substance.
Yes.
Listen, like any other believer, any other disciple, I love to be with Jesus.
Come on now.
But it's not enough just to be with him.
Yes, yes.
You got to be willing to minister to and for him with substance.
Yes.
In other words, there were a group of women who were not looking to be in the forefront, not looking to be seen, not looking to be patted up. We know that there was a lot of dysfunction amongst the 12.
Yes.
The mother of the sons of Zebedee wanted her sons to have the right hand and the left. The 10 became indignant. Jesus had to set a child in the middle and told him, if any one of you want to be chief or ruler, let him be your minister or servant. So while the men were hanging around jockeying for position, the women were ministering with substance. When you take Luke chapter 8, those couple of verses, in Psalm 68:11, you begin to get the picture now of a company of women that are coming forth to proclaim the kingdom of God, not with just style, but with substance.
With substance.
Yes. In my book, Great Women, I have a section on Esther where I say, not just a pretty face.
Yes.
That now was a caveat. Now, so when Jesus sees this woman in the synagogue in the 18th year, by the way, bound, he called her unto him and said unto her, woman, thou are loose.
Yes, yes.
Now, we're not talking about, when we speak about women coming forth, we're not talking about the usurpation of the authority of a man. That's not what we're referring to. Because we understand in the garden, male and female created he them and gave them, male and female, dominion. Sin entered the picture now, men began to enslave and subjugate other men and began to subjugate women.
Yes.
The last Adam came now to restore now and replenish the order and the mandate of God that he established from the beginning, the protocol of God, that male and female would work together in the earth realm to bring forth dominion.
So now, I like what you just said. Let me interject that, because he said something powerful, and I want to say this right here. We have to, because there's a lot of men and men of God, they do not understand when the scripture says help meet.
Yeah.
And so define help meet is that the scripture says that Adam began to see that there was no, the scripture says there was nothing that was created for the help meet of Adam. It was reproduction.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was the God, like seed in the garden, protected place, spiritual place. He called them Adam. And so you brothers out there, you have to understand the help meet is not just to boss around or to manipulate. It is to produce the God-like seed. You have to understand that Jesus, Yeshua, came through a woman. Amen. And so the apostle says something. Continue, apostle.
Well, let me just say this. No woman in her right mind is going to want to submit to King Kong. Let's just say that.
Right. Yes.
If you look in 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning at verse 8, as a matter of fact, it says, it fell on the day when Elisha passed the Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread.
Yes.
And then she went to her husband now and says, behold, I perceive. In other words, I recognize, I discern that this is a holy man of God which passes by us continually. Then she brings him in where he can play a role. Let us now build a chamber on the wall. Let us set there a bread and a bed and a table and a candlestick, that as often as he passes by, he can turn and thither.
Yes.
So in that particular household, she was the one with spiritual discernment.
Yes.
She was the one that had the understanding of who it was that was passing by. Listen, this is not a thing about gender.
Yes.
This is a spiritual thing being manifested through the vessels. Now, if you're a man out there and you got a chauvinistic or a misogynistic spirit, then you're not going to be able to flow with this.
That's
but that's your problem. That's
amen.
So Jesus lays his hands on her. First, he spoke the word, right? And then he laid hands on her. Watch this now. And immediately, she was straight, made straight, and did what? Began to glorify God.
Yes.
Those of you listening, I need to prophesy that the 18th year is the year where God is getting ready straighten up some things that have been crooked, some things that you've not been able to help yourself in. God is getting ready to straighten them up, and he's getting ready to do it expeditiously, supernaturally, exponentially. Some of you listening have been waiting for a suddenly and an immediately.
Hallelujah.
You have just entered the time and the season of manifestation.
My God.
What was the purpose of God manifested in the flesh, laying hands on her and straightening her up in the 18th year?
Yes.
Come on.
Of course he was of compassion, but there's one reason above all while God does anything. She straightened up and she glorified God.
Yes, yes.
Because Apostle Chaney, Dr. Clarice, and my listeners, any area in our lives that is not fruitful, that is bound in an area that does not bring God glory.
Yes.
Come on.
Now, God can use everything.
Yes.
So that's why Jesus said, I have ordained you that you may go forth and bring forth much fruit.
Yes.
Herein is my Father glorified.
Yes, yes.
That you bring forth what?
Much
fruit. So God is interested in every area, every plethora of our lives must bring him glory. But I need you to understand something. There was opposition to what happened because of a spirit of vain religion.
Come on.
Verse 14 of Luke 13, and the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation.
Yes, yes.
Because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath.
Yes.
Let me just break that down momentarily. Six is the number that represents man, flesh, Satan. the efforts of man. Seven is God's divine number of perfection and completion.
Yes.
So Jesus, glory to God, is signifying that he come to bring restoration, completion, and perfection. Glory to God. He didn't do it on the sixth day.
Yes, come on.
Because he's not coming out of the flesh.
Yes.
He's not coming out of the soul.
Yes.
He's not coming out of human effort, but divine mandate. Now watch this now. The ruler of the synagogue was oblivious to the fact that the Lord...
Yes.
Of the Sabbath, that the Lord of the Sabbath was there.
Yes.
He was willing to elevate now this particular day now over the one who created it in his pre-incarnate form.
Yes.
And how many individuals have been coming to church for years, glory to God, and instead of receiving deliverance, all leadership is interested in is how much tithes and offerings. You better tell somebody the eagle has left. Nothing regurgitated, nothing resuscitated, only third dimension rhema that's revelated.
My God.
The woman had been coming, but the leadership was so religious in their dogma and their doctrine that they were oblivious to the suffering. Because if it's the Sabbath day, it's supposed to represent a day of rest. How can she rest when she's bound over with an inability to help herself? Was not the Sabbath, glory to God, created for man? Am I correct on that? Whichever way Jesus said
Sabbath
it.
Sabbath for the man.
The Sabbath for the man, not the man for the Sabbath. Glory to God. So once Jesus, everything that God instituted in the Old Testament would point to the coming of Mashiach, Messiah, the one who would break the bondages. Well, he's in the synagogue. He's in the church.
Yes, he is.
He is the rest.
Now, I want to interject right there. Do you not know what we're hearing? Not only that the Lord is getting ready to break bondage, this is in my spirit. He's getting ready for you to birth something. This is season for you to birth. And you cannot birth if you're in bondage.
Woo!
God does not want you to be in Lodabar trying to produce children.
Come on,
you have to be in the promised land in order to produce children. You're coming forth. Now go ahead, man.
I know the Holy Ghost is flowing right now. Because 19 is divisible perfectly by... 18 is divisible perfectly by the number 9.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And 9 is the number that is significant of not only fruitfulness... but birthing.
Yes.
Paul lists 9 gifts and 9 fruits of the Spirit. You put them together and you have 18.
Come
the
on
number
now
for the breaking of bondages, because it is only
Hallelujah.
The power of God through the manifested Spirit that can break bondages.
Yes.
Glory to God. So Jesus, glory to God, heals her on the Sabbath day.
Mm.
The Pharisee takes indignation, because religion will always be indignant when there's a move of the kingdom.
Oh my God. So tradition and religion comes to try to be in a raid against the move of God?
Always, because vain religion, the rudiments and the doctrine and the traditions of men make the gospel, the good news, of none effect. So religion now is after its own.
Yes.
It builds its own kingdom, right? It's a Pharisaical thing.
Yes.
Loving the phylacteries, loving the seats in the synagogue, loving the accolades and being patted on the back.
Come on now.
So when Jesus comes now, it's always to deliver people so that the glory can manifest. Watch this now. So the leader took indignation now. Listen to what Jesus said. Then the Lord then answered and said, "You hypocrite." Jesus didn't play with religious spirit.
Come on now.
"Do not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or his ass?" Look, that's in the Bible. Stay in the spirit. "From the stall."
Yes.
"And lead him away to watering." Some folks are more interested in animals than they are people.
Come on.
Oh my.
Now, here's the scripture before I bring you back in, man of God. Jesus said, "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan," let's see the source of this infirmity now, "Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years,
Hallelujah.
Be loose from this band on the Sabbath day," so she can straighten herself up, so every area of her life can give God the glory,
Hallelujah.
Give him the honor,
Hallelujah.
And give him the praise. And I come to prophesy on the apostolic and prophetic unction before
Hallelujah.
I turn it back over to you, that you have entered the Kairos time and season, glory to God, for breaking the bondages in areas of your life glory to God.
Yes,
has not
Father,
been receiving glory.
Yes.
There's some of your finances has been in bondage, but you're getting ready to get in immediately.
Whoa.
Some of you, your health, listen to me. Human doctors practice medicine. Jesus said, I have perfected healing. When it's a spirit from Satan that's causing the infirmity, human doctors, unless they're filled with the Spirit, cannot give you the proper diagnosis and cannot give you the proper prognosis.
Yes.
Back into your hands, Apostle.
Oh, my God. I hope y'all heard that.
How?
The Most High God, He's bringing us back into alignment.
Yes.
He's bringing you back into the first place that was with Him, and that is complete dominion. That's exousia. You have delegated authority. The man of God began to, and we're not just separating the man from the woman. In the beginning, He called them Adam.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't become Eve until the separation of in the spirit from God to man. Now you have to understand, and we're going to bring the man of God back. It is powerful. Now you have to understand is that this year, we're speaking to that woman of God that have been torn down. You have been criticized. You have been ostracized. You have been told that you cannot move in the spirit. You have been told that you can't procure ministry. You have been told that you are the birther, and you have to get in place. What is place? Get in the spirit and faith. According to the word of God, there was a woman, a Syrophoenician woman. I'm going to really quick, praise God. And the Bible say that her daughter was grievously vexed with an unclean spirit, and the Lord called her a dog. He said that it is not meant for me to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. And she said, nevertheless, Lord, I know what you're saying is truth, but even the little pups, the original Hebraic, the original pup, the pups which dine at the master's table eat of the bread. We're telling you, you can take a little bit of crumbs that falls from the place that you think others have and make a whole loaf spiritually. And matter of fact, the word of the Lord said her faith was so great that it manifested itself. So now you have to understand that because of the Torah of the law, that the Jew, the Gentiles couldn't receive the blessings of the covenant rights of of God, and this woman, she could not get it. So her spirit, the anointing and the faith on her life, moved out of time. She stepped out of time to receive the blessing that wasn't ready yet. It was the anointing of God. Then, not only that, the Spirit of God hovered over her daughter and cast that spirit out. We're telling you, woman of God, we're not just telling you, woman of God, we're telling you, man of God, this is the time and the season for a breakthrough. This is the time and the season for miracles. This is the time that you rise up. If you're a husband and wife, the enemy is trying to come at your marriage, you need to come together, the covenant and synergy, and allow the power of God to manifest through your life and declare and proclaim what Jesus has already done in your life. Begin to speak it, and don't try to abort it. Don't try to get out of the provisions of God or get out of the obedience of God. It takes obedience.
Yes.
And so we don't want you to think that God is a magic magician, or He is Santa Claus. No, He is who He say that He is. I'm not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I got to repent. But He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to walk in His provision. He wants you to walk. I say this right here, and I tell my wife all the time, I want to walk among the stones of fire.
Yes.
The ones in the angelic realm, in the place of the spirit. And God has called us into the third realm, the third heaven, and He wants you to have dominion over the Adam like or Adamic nature. And the man of God, He came to tell you, He began to prophesy, He began to speak in your life, declaring to the woman of God to rise up, begin to speak, begin to take your children back, begin to take your husband back, begin to take your finances back. God has empowered you, and so we're going to allow the man of God to come back, and He's going to be talking about, oh, here comes Dr. Chase.
Praise God. I just want to say this real quick, amen. We come against emotional bondage right now, amen.
Hallelujah.
What you believe,
my God.
The way you was raised, and you believe what you believe because of what been making you feel like you're not worthy. But the devil's a lie.
Oh,
we cast that down, amen.
Yes.
Praise God. You're greater than you
so
that's
good.
In Him than you that's in the world, amen. It's coming down like the man of God say today. This is our season, amen.
Yes,
women
amen.
Of God, amen. You everything that God called you to be, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're gonna ask the man to come back in, and then the last couple of he has some books,
amen,
and he wants to share with everybody.
Yes.
Point this towards that Christmas.
Praise the Lord, amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
he has some
Jesus.
Books
yes.
That the man of God has written.
Yes.
And we know that it's going to be a blessing. We're going to let him for the couple of minutes
yes.
that we have to express himself pertaining
yes,
to
Lord.
And then what the Lord has for him.
Amen.
So, beloveds, God really impressed upon my heart to the revelation that he gave me concerning the season and the Kairos time for the coming forth of women. He has blessed me humbly to write this book that's transforming lives all over the nation called Great Women.
Yes.
The Honorable T.D. Jakes over 30 years ago wrote, Woman, Thou Art Loose, out of this Luke chapter 13. But God asked the question, loose for what? Loose to manifest greatness. Loose to manifest greatness. We want to get this into the women's prisons, women's shelters, and even into the hands of men, because every man was birthed out by a great woman. And I wanted to say quickly, April 27th and the 28th, this is very important, an anointed prophetess by the name of Cherie Latney Gardner is convening the Southeast Regional Christian Women's Leadership Conference, Epworth by the Sea Methodist Resort Center, St. Simon's Island. Yours truly will be one of the speakers. It is going to be tremendous.
Yes.
Bondages will be breaking.
Amen.
Remember, Southeast Regional Christian Women Leadership Conference, Epworth by the Sea, Methodist Resort Center. I heard St. Simon Island is a very beautiful, beautiful place.
Yes.
I need everyone listening to stay tuned, glory to God, to write those dates down, April the 27th and the 28th. There'll be a flyer on Facebook soon. On March the 7th through the 9th, Prophetess Brittany Chatman will be convening the gathering of the fivefold ministers at the Ramada Hotel, Hartley Road.
Yes.
I bless you. It's been an honor and a privilege ministering in your presence. Remember, 2018, your Kairos time and season for the breaking of bondages, that you may give God glory in those areas of your lives that have been suppressed. Back into the hands of the anointed apostle.
Amen and blessings, apostle. Now, the great woman, tell the people that are listening on the radio, our radio listeners, how to get this book, this magnificent book.
Yes, the quickest way is to go to Amazon.com. Amazon.com, and you'll be able to get it. Also, if you want me to sign a copy of it, then you can send the seed directly to me via PayPal by using Fidel_Donaldson@yahoo.com. Fidel_Donaldson@yahoo.com for PayPal, or you can, if you're using the Cash App, just do Appeal Ministry. Your support helps me to get them into the prisons, into women's shelter, and into the hands of individuals who need to know that God has sent Christ to set the captives free. Apostle.
Amen. Amen. This last couple of seconds, Dr. Cheney.
Praise God. Amen. Didn't God move in the house today? Didn't he move? Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. I want you to get this book. I got mine, so I'm getting this book today. Amen. Thank God for the man of God. Praise God. Apostle Donaldson, thank God for my husband, Apostle Cheney, and you be blessed. And remember, the year 18, women, we are out of bondage. You're great women.
Yes.
It's time to do what God called us to do. Amen.
Amen.
You be blessed. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. You're invited to join Soul Harvest Ministries tomorrow morning at 11:30, 5560 Timaquana Road and the Timaquana Business Center. Connect with Soul Harvest Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.